Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, that was John Premaster with Misty Kiss, and today this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we have our awesome and amazing musical Pamela today. It's like we've already had some of our email questions there. Pamela, somebody's just waiting for a song from you today, so how are you doing today?
I'm okay, and you know, I can't promise a song for everybody. It's what the guides give me, but no, doing okay on this. It's hot. I'd probably like the rest of the country, so I've been inside all day in the nice AC.
Ah! Which means that electrical bill goes up.
yeah, but, you know, I went for a walk yesterday, 8:30 in the morning, and I was drenched. It's like amazing.
Oh,
and it's cooler down here. I'm on the coast, so it's a lot cooler than it is, you know, even in New Jersey. I was talking to my, yeah. So, you know, so I'm grateful for that. And for anyone who saw on my Facebook page or on Psychics Gone Wild Facebook page where I said that Merlin would be our guest today, that he was catnapping at the time. Well, he's still catnapping.
Well, it'll have to be Birdie Bird. He's a special guest today, yeah, well, then.
Yeah, Birdie Bird's up. But, you know, I know he's going to be awake. He's probably napping because tonight I had her on the Spiritual Learning Connection. Unfortunately, we lost that archive along with many others. But she's going to be on my show tonight, the Love Channel show at 8 p.m. Eastern right. time. And it's Coriel Kramer. I think her last name is Kramer. And she's the animal communicator. And the last time she was on, Merlin just went nuts. He, like, was all over me, and she had to get, you know, get the message through me. So it was really amazing. So if anybody, I got the number somewhere. Where is the calling number? 213.
Let's see. It's like 646.
I always do that. Thank you. Thank you. The call-in number is 646-478-0020. I'm giving them the host number when I do that. So it's 646-478-0020.
Cool. Alrighty.
Which wouldn't do them much good without the passcode, you know, to get into my blog talk or the passcode number. But still, they'd be like, they'd probably, I don't know if they use that for other hosts, and they'd probably be like, what is this? Yeah, so join me, Merlin, probably my other cat, Rhiannon, because she's really amazing. She, you know, she's really neat. And she's a lovely woman, as long as you're an animal lover. And it doesn't necessarily have to be cats and dogs. You know, it's all animals. And we're also going to talk about totems, too. So animal communication and totems. So I'm excited, keeping my fingers crossed and my toes crossed. That Mercury retrograde doesn't do anything. I've been bounced out of the host queue 2 weeks in a row, which isn't fun, you know. But one show I couldn't even get in. Oh, yeah, so it's been fun. So I'm like, okay, it's sunny, you know, just keeping, you know, hopefully all will go well. You know, and that's, you know, that's a good example of just letting go and letting God, because you never, you know, even though I have psychic abilities and so does Coriel, you know, we never know exactly what's going to happen. We got our lessons to learn.
Very true. I've always said the only one who's 100% on is God, and so far he hasn't come on the show with us.
Right. Well, actually, I kind of... My take on that, in my opinion, is that God is in everything and in everybody. So, you know, God, you know, since God made us, we are therefore, you know, a part of God. So God is here on the show. That's my take on it.
Okay. That works too.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
You know, whatever floats your boat. So. Oh, and Kelly, while I'm thinking about it, my book is now, you can get a 50% off coupon at Smashwords, and that's on my website. In fact, I just realized I need to change that because I had 75% off. So it's my website is Pamela, PamelaCumminsCom. And you can get, you know, you can get over there onto my Smashwords page. It's probably a lot easier. Take the coupon. This, it's not in Kindle. I'm sorry. They don't have coupons there. So it's in Smashwords only, and it's not in paperback. It's an ebook. But it does format to 9 different formats, you know, the Nook, Kindle, PDF, all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, it is cool. Yeah, and see, Birdie Bird's back there saying you need to read the book.
There he is.
Yeah. My book manager over there.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. I'm just laughing about it. I just think it's funny.
Definitely. Are you sorry to see your book manager over there or what?
Yeah, he's there. And then my other radio manager is just fast asleep, Merlin. And I, God knows where Rhiannon is, my other kitty.
Oh, the critters. Gotcha.
Yeah. I think it's
the heat. You're talking humans. It's like you were talking four-legged. It's okay.
Yeah. No. I was being silly. It's very silly.
Oh, goodness. Anyway. All righty. Well, as usual, we have got a whole queue full for you lined up today. So, let's see. Rules of the show here, guys, are you get to ask Pamela one question. She will get you. You know, this is like what we learned in school. You know, you get what you get. You don't throw a fit. And it's like, because sometimes, you know, sometimes your angelic one will answer, and sometimes they will be very vague. And it's like, you know, if you hear Pamela say, I'm not getting that, it means that, you know, more than likely they don't want to tell you right now because there's a lesson you have to learn out of that. So anything else you want to add to that?
Right. And also, just so you know, it's not pre-made. You can't custom readings, you know, messages like you can, you know, your room, you know, if you're decorating, you know, it just doesn't work that way. You know, and
right.
Also, just so you know, we'll try and get to everyone, but this is, you know, the format of the show has changed up a little bit. You know, we've talked about it, and we also want to do, you know, some teaching, some dialogue too. And,
exactly.
You know, and actually, I would like to ask the callers today, I have a question for you. Aha, surprise. What does your heart desire? That is, you know, whatever
nice.
It is. You know, right now it could be a Klondike bar because it's a little hot out, but no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, what does your heart desire?
Right. Okay, that's a good one. So pull out your notebooks and stuff. And the really nice thing about this is these are always in archives. So, you know, if we talk fast for you here on the show, guys, it's like you can always go to archives after the show and say, what did they say? And listen to it 5 times, because sometimes it takes me that long to go, what was said? It's like after about the 5th time I go, oh, that's what was said.
Yeah, I actually did that recently myself when I, you know, went in as a caller to another show. Not Psychics Gone Wild, because I figured everybody would recognize me, but to someplace else. And I had to do that, you know, a couple times just so I could, oh, okay, got it, you know.
Said, right. Yep, exactly. All righty. Well, we'll get going here, and we'll take some toppy talk in between, but we're going to start out with caller from area code 404-404. You're hanging on with us, and it's like you are on live now. So what is your question for Pamela today?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, and what is your name?
It's T.
I'm sorry?
15.
15? I'm not sure if I'm hearing that correctly.
No, it's T. It's T-E-E.
Oh, okay, T. Okay, okay. Got it.
Cool.
Got it. Okay. And how can I help you today?
I just wanted to know, because it's been like a journey trying to figure out where I'm staying. I cannot find the perfect place to live, and it's just becoming so frustrating. Just wanted to know if you can help me with that.
Okay. And what I'm getting is there is hope, okay? The other thing they're saying is don't be, you know, picky-oony. There is no perfect place to live. And they're saying that old corny thing, home is where the heart is, but that is true, okay? I do feel like within 2, so that's either 2 weeks or 2 months, it doesn't feel like 2 years. You will find a place that you're comfortable in. I see you, like, I don't know if you're putting a nail on the wall, hanging something up, but, you know, to me it means, you know, fixing a new place up, okay? So
okay,
that will be home.
Okay, because I was just trying to figure out what part of town, because I didn't want to move to a certain side because of just in fear of being safe. And it's just like so frustrating because I just really didn't know or where to look, because I looked at over like 30 places.
Right. And again, they're saying obviously your physical, if you don't feel physically safe in a place, then you don't move in there. Okay, that's, you know, that's when you listen to your gut. All right. And for me, that's a no-brainer. But for other people, they might be like, oh, but it's so cheap. You want to go someplace where you feel safe. But again, they're saying not to be so picky-oony. And again, I'm getting 2 weeks to 2 months. You will find a place that feels right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It doesn't feel like it's brandy new. Okay. But it feels very comfortable, you know. And I'm hearing I got a song for you. Our house is a very, very fine house with two cats in the yard, okay? So it has that nice homey feeling.
Okay.
Okay, so I hope that helps. Mm-hmm. And so obviously your heart's desire is finding a nice place to live right now.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You know, finding a nice home. Okay, great. Kelly, what's going on there?
That was one of my little alarms. I have these musical alarms set, and it's like I didn't realize it was sitting so close, so I muffled it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I hope that helps, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Let us know how it goes. Oh, there was a suggestion there. We had somebody suggest sometimes, you know, government housing can help, you know, find places, whatever, but it's like where someone's looking for, you know, space in specific, it's kind of like, sometimes you have to drive around. You have to drive around through neighborhoods, you know, through places and kind of really get that sense of, you know, how does this feel? You know, so, yeah.
Yeah, see, and, you know, and there, you know, I do have the advantage because, you know, I can really trust my gut on how a nice place feels. In fact, the place I'm living in now, I was living with my sister when I moved from New Jersey because I had no idea where in North Carolina I wanted to live, and I decided to stay around her, you know, because we hadn't hung out together in 16 years. She's been living down here a long time. And I just drove by this apartment complex, and I was like, that would be a nice place to live. That has a really good feeling. And, you know, about 5 months later here, you know, I moved in. And it's just very safe. It's very comfortable. And the neighbors are great. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of times, you know, if you walk into a place and say, ugh, you know, I mean, I looked at this one place in New Jersey, and the closet where you hang your clothes was in the shower. You know, in the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I said to them, my clothes are going to get ruined. Oh, no, they'll be fine. And I'm like, excuse me, I'm not stupid. You know, you don't hang your clothes, you know, your whole wardrobe in there.
It's going to be water damage. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, plus it was a basement apartment. I was just like, no. You know, or I'm allergic to mold, and I've walked into some places, and, like, my whole nose closes up, you know. Yeah, that's gross. You know, that's gross.
Bad sign. Yep. And I mean, and they've actually, I've seen places on there where they did, you know, TV programs and stuff where if a house gets black mold, they've actually had to like tear the whole house down and start over. Because it can totally just like, you know, ruin the whole house, and it makes it unsafe, literally, I mean, health wise, respiratory wise, to people to live in. So, yeah, mold is a big deal.
Especially where you're
in damp climates, yeah. Yeah. All righty. On to our next person here. We've got area code 920. 920, you are on with us.
Hello.
Hi,
this is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well today, and how can I help you?
Pamela, I'm trying to make a lifestyle change, and it seems like this is the show about houses and moving and things like that. But recently, I have tried to make a purchase on a condominium, and it seems like the sellers are, like, reluctant. And I don't know if I'm barking up the wrong tree.
It's not the right one is what I'm getting. It's not the right one. And quite honestly, you know, it's almost over. I think Mercury in retrograde is over on the 20th of this month, and I'm actually getting weight before you even think about buying a house. I'm just getting it's not the right one. It's weird. I'm seeing the spiritual advisor of mine, an interfaith minister who, I did some training with, where she said, and she's saying something, you know, about God answering prayers, and the part that I'm hearing is sometimes God says, I got something better for you. So it feels like something better for you is coming.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, now this is so funny. This is just confirmation, okay? I don't know how old you are, but this is kind of showing my age. I'm hearing, never fear, underdog is here, okay?
I remember that. Well,
that means you're going to be taken care of.
Yeah, I am. I'm always taken care of. I'm just weary with all this interaction, and there's other ones in the same block, and should I go after a different one?
Yeah, I'm just getting, you know, all right, now they're really busting, okay, my chops and yours. I'm hearing, you know, Goldilocks and the Three Bears. This one's, you know, a little soft. This one's a little hard. This one's just right, okay? And I feel like you're going to find the right one. So now I'm getting a song for you, Smokey Robinson. You better shop around, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't feel like you're in desperate need to find a place. You know, you have the time to find the right one. So, you know, be like Goldilocks, you know. Take your time. Find the right one.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah, that's a nice position to be in.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So enjoy it. Enjoy it. And, you know, and your heart's desire is?
I want to change my life. I just want to get in a different lifestyle. And, you know, the lifestyle I wanted was, you know, to become more active, and this place where I was looking at, you know, afforded me that and was going to, you know, kind of move me towards that, and I just wish I had a better handle on it.
Right, and, you know, obviously the changes begin with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, okay, they're going back to the example, and I'm seeing like an efficiency apartment, okay? And, you know, home is where the heart is
correct.
The kind of feeling, you know, and where somebody's decorating it really cute, okay? Because you don't have to live in a million-dollar home to have a comfortable home. And that's what they're saying with your lifestyle. Start making little changes now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever that is. You know, whether that's you want to meditate more or you want to eat better or you want to be more, go out and do more social things, you know.
Sure.
And I'm getting with the social things, you know, you don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money. There's meetup groups, you know, that meet in coffee shops or whatever.
Sure.
You know, so just start little by little bit. Yeah, there you go. Public libraries. There's always, you know, there's always things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have something I want to interject here. This popped in long time ago when Arnold Schwarzenegger was first, you know, a bodybuilder, and they were teaching him how to, you know, do exercises. One of the things I remember reading was he said, you can do every exercise, you know, possible in 2 square feet of space. So it's like it does not take a lot of space to exercise, you know, because you can run in place, you can do jumping jacks, you can do, I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do right within your own home that will
sure.
get you active, get you going, and, you know, where you don't even have to go out your own front door.
Sure. Yeah, I just got this Labradoodle puppy.
How cool.
I know, and she just needs so much, and I want to give it to her, and... I was hoping to find a big open space, you know, but in time.
You will.
Yeah.
You will. It's just like when I first got my Merlin, okay, I lived in a two-room apartment, okay, with one tiny little window, and that was it. And believe me, I felt so bad because cats love looking at windows. Now I have like two different floors, 2 sliding glass doors that he can look out of, and a window over my kitchen sink. And, you know, in time he'll probably, I'm sure that I'll move into a bigger place and he'll have more windows to look out of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's coming. Plus you can take him to the park. He'll get you out of the house.
Yeah.
My guides are saying you never know who you might meet. So I'm not sure if you're single or not, but, you know, that's
yes.
what they're saying. You know, especially with a dog, you know, dog lovers are going to come up to you. And a puppy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You know, everybody
well,
loves a puppy.
Well, she grows an inch an hour.
So. Okay, that's okay. Big puppies are nice, too.
Yeah. All righty. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And let us know how it goes. Call back and let us know.
Okay.
Always.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All righty. Oh, let's see. Well, I was going to say, we have several more here. I mean, I know we have time, but...
Well, you said you had somebody who had a question. You know, you said like an email question or something like that?
Yeah, let me see. I'm gonna go back in chat here and see if they typed that in for us here. Let's see. I'm not seeing it. It was somebody said they had a question, but it looks like they didn't type that in for us, and it's like they logged out. So hopefully, possibly, maybe they called in. So we'll just keep going on down through and see if we caught them here in queue.
Okay.
All righty. Area code 818. 818, you are on with us.
Hi.
Oh, you're the ocean.
The ocean?
Sounds like
no,
it. Maybe
it's
wind.
Yeah, it sounds like white noise to me, background noise.
Oh, there's nothing going on, but...
Oh, okay. Well, who's calling, please?
This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley, and how can I help you today?
I had a question. I feel like I'm being targeted with negativity from an unknown source, and I wanted to see if my angels are willing to give you a message that will... give me some sort of direction spiritually that'll help me with my health and finances and to stop the attacks on me.
Okay. I got a couple of things at once. First of all, I got that you're learning lessons right now, and I know lessons aren't always fun. The other thing I saw is one of those old-fashioned shields that people, you know, the knights used to wear in battle, okay? And what that means to me is shield yourself every day in every way, okay? I'm hearing Archangel Michael. He's a good archangel to ask for protection. But, you know, if you have to visualize a shield, okay? And now I'm hearing something that a friend used to say to me when I worked at this place that I couldn't stand, okay? And there was a time when I was a target there, so I understand the feeling. And she used to call me up almost every day and say, don't let those a-holes get to you, okay? So you need to keep in your power. You know, in your courage, you know, and, you know, block out the negativity that you are feeling, okay? That will help, all right? The other thing is I'm getting is that, you know, it feels like somebody who's very sick, okay? That's what it feels like emotionally, somebody who's hurting themselves, okay? And with that, I heard Don Henley's song, Forgiveness, all right? I feel like it's going to be over soon. It's over... very soon, once you get the lesson, okay, and this is the hardest part, is to treat them with compassion, you know?
Okay,
that's hard because, you know, when someone makes you their target, is lashing out at you, you know, anger comes up, you know, anger, fear, you know, wanting the revengeful feelings, all that, okay? So to treat them with compassion and know that, you know, they're hurting themselves, you know, and
okay.
If you want to pray for them, you know, is, you know, takes a lot of courage to do.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm just, and lastly, they're saying the song lyric, all right now, baby, it's all right. Okay. When you clear up that stuff, it feels like health, finances, and all that is just naturally going to clear up. But again, remember, shield yourself from their negativity.
Okay. I don't know where it's coming from, but I'll just shield myself from everything.
Yeah, shield yourself. That's all. You know,
okay.
That just feels very important, okay? So,
okay.
So I hope that helps.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Kelly, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, there's a reason I was really quiet. It's like I also know that she ended up in the hospital over this. It was such a hard energetic hit.
Okay.
They hit her in the gut, and she ended up, like, throwing up, like, for, you know, 8 hours solid or whatever, and was actually in the hospital over this. So it's somebody really targeting, and that's why I was hoping, you know, it's like, but, yeah, you got shield, and it's like that's what we're trying to figure out for her is how we're going to help her shield because she really needs it.
Yeah, and again, I saw like, you know, those old-fashioned shields that a knight would use. So, like, you know, put, like metal steel or, you know, something very solid around you, I guess is what they're saying.
Yeah.
And, of course, now I'm seeing Archangel Michael with his sword standing on top, okay? So
okay.
calling for Archangel Michael, because
okay.
that's the second time I, you know, got him, you know. So, yeah, again, you know, I know that sometimes with certain people I knew I was going to have to do a confrontation, I would visualize a brick wall around me. But
well,
for
I don't
some
even
reason,
know who or what it is. So
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You know, in the morning, during, if you feel an attack coming on, you can just say to your, you know, Archangel Michael, shield me. You know, shield me with the metal shield. That's all.
Okay.
You know, visualize it around, you know, because they're not going to get through that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Okay. Kelly, you there? Kelly? Can you hear me, Kelly?
Sometimes the electronical stuff, it's like we still are having mercury, and it's like I still see that every time it goes around like that.
It sounded really weird, and I didn't know if Blog Talk, you know, knocked you out, you know. In fact, last week with Jethro, I thought that Jethro got knocked out, and I'm talking, and then I realized, oh, I got knocked out of the queue. So what I'm saying that if you're in chat or if you're on the phone and all of a sudden you get off, it's not us. The only reason we would disconnect you, honestly, if you were being rude and inappropriate, you know, like using bad language or being, you know, cruel or whatever to somebody in chat, that's the only time we would, you know, kick you out. And luckily, you know, I'm going to say 99% of the people are wonderful who call here. We're very fortunate for
exactly.
that, you know.
I know. It's like I've been kicked out of our own chat room when I was a host enough times. I just go, you know, Blog Talk doesn't discriminate. It's like, and that's something I usually have been making that announcement at the beginning. It's like if you get what we call blogged off, if your call drops, if you get kicked out of chat, just log back in, call back in, because, yes, we all understand how that goes. Because when you're the host and you get kicked out of your own chat room or, you know, or even, yeah, like say Jethro has lost the call. He's been hosting the show and it's kicked him off. So
that happened to me twice.
You know?
Yeah, that happened to me 2 weeks in a row. And the week before that, I couldn't even get in. So, and it's a little embarrassing because, yeah, one show, it was just me. There was no, like last week, Angela was on. Angela, you know, from our Angela from Psychics Gone Wild, you know, who's on Friday night. And she knew what happened, so she covered beautifully. But the week before, they probably just heard silence until I had a dial, put in the host pin number and say, oh, sorry, people, I got, you know, I got blocked. I got kicked off. They kicked me off, you know. So, and I was just really grateful that I was able to get back in. So, because I'm like, I haven't said goodnight or anything. So, you know, it's just crazy with Mercury. And I'm, you know, my coach, Gary Loper, his, you know, with GoDaddy, his website was down, you know, for a whole day. So that's annoying.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really annoying. And he's like, and he just said, because I needed to get something from his website, and he just said, it's Mercury. What can you do?
Yeah. Either that or it's solar flares or it's some kind of phenomenal celestial event happening. It's like, I mean, I do. It's like I've started looking at that www.spaceweather.com. It's like it has a lot. And Misty, she's on in our chat room. It's like she has another site that she found. It's like, and it's pretty darn accurate in terms of, you know, you can look at what's being posted and what's happening with the, you know, solar activity and go, okay, and how many days, you know, till it reaches, you know, what's the time frame till it reaches a planet and hits our magnetic field, and that's when things go cuckoo. So, yeah, it's pretty on target.
Yeah.
But that is a lot of it.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to explain it to my 78-year-old father this morning. That was interesting.
It's what? I can visualize that.
Yeah, and he's just like, well, it's my daughter. Okay, you know.
It's my daughter. I love her.
But she's a little dipsy doodle sometimes.
We do have area code 916 on next here. Area code 916, what's your question today for Pamela?
Hello.
Hi, and your name too, please.
I'm Diana. I'm in California.
Hi, Diana.
Just hoping hoping for a song. That's all I need is a song.
Okay. And the first song that came was Love. Love Will Keep Us Together. Okay. And I don't really feel that this is necessarily a romantic relationship. It just feels like you're in your life in general, you know. And with that, yes, now I'm getting, you got two songs today, my dear. I'm hearing the Beatles song, Love, 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 All You Need Is Love, you know. And now, oh, my God, here's number three. All I Need Is the Air That I Breathe In to Love You, okay. And now I'm seeing Little Puppy Dog. So what that means to me, and I know this is not easy, but try to love everybody and everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
no matter.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know, well, believe me, if you're driving down the road and someone cuts you off, you know, and almost causes an accident, at the time you're not going to say, oh, I love you so much, you know? So that's what they mean.
I give him,
you know,
the gold finger, though, the 528 love tuning fork finger.
Okay.
So it is love that I, when I have to use that on the interstate, it's always good love.
Yeah,
that's my guide. That's my guide. Because they ran away from me for a while because I reported them to the Most High God, and they didn't like that. So they're coming back if I love them. And I guess it's not nice to report everything they do to God, so, you know. But they came back. I sent my horse out to get them and lasso them and bring them back.
I don't know. I've never done that, you know, reported my guides to God, I might say, because my guides like to play jokes and make fun of me, okay, sometimes. They tease me, you know, but I like to do that to, you know, people and my pets, too, you know. And I'm just like, okay, guys, that's enough, you know. Very funny.
I love animals. I love animals. So those doggies were probably just like a...
When I
need to feel love in a bad situation, just think about a bunch of dogs, because I love dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sounds like you ought to call in on Pamela's show tonight and listen to the pet psychic person that's going to be on, Diana.
Oh, there's going to be a pet psychic. Okay.
Coryell Kramer, she's going to be on tonight. She does animal communication. We're going to talk about that and totems. So.
Okay.
You know,
totems are good, too.
Yeah, oh,
all
yeah,
right.
And we'll be taking some questions, but honestly, I'm going to be doing a lot of interviewing, and I'm sorry, but Merlin's probably going to butt his way in for a message, or if not, one of my other animals, you know, oh, I know them, you know. I can communicate them with them very fairly well, but this woman, she's amazing, so.
I love Merlin. Merlin's on my dashboard. You have a cat named Merlin.
Yeah. Well, that's because he's actually the wizard Merlin, you know, or Merlin's been known in many forms. He's his namesake. I told him if I could have that Merlin that I, you know, the kitten, he was a white kitten. I said, if I can, you know, have him, you know, because I needed to be approved. I needed my landlord to say okay and everything else. So I said, if I can have him, I'll name him after you. And the rest is history, you know. So
cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. All right. Oh, golly.
I'm wondering if that noise we heard was maybe she's on a cell phone. Sometimes that will do it.
Oh, that's true.
Know.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Of course, sometimes if I have like a fan going, like, it's like I turned my fan off. That's my, quote, air conditioning.
You don't have air conditioning?
Sometimes making noise in the background. Huh? No, no.
Oh, my
God.
It's been
really amazing. It's been really amazing because it's been like, you know, it was like, oh, golly, like last week, a week and a half ago, it got up, you know, 105, 106. And what we did find out that moving hot air is better than non-moving hot air.
Yeah.
Non-moving hot air is like a sauna.
Oh, my God. But, well, you know what? Bless you. And, you know, I think after a while you just get used to it. Do you know what I mean?
I have central air,
and obviously, you know, my bill goes up, but to me it's worth it. But I'm on the second floor, and because it's warm up here, but this is where my computer is, and I have a fan blowing. you know. And
yeah.
Merlin is right by the fan. He's a smart kitty, you know.
He's right there.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I go outside, I'm not used to it. So it probably affects me a lot more. Do you have humidity out in Idaho?
You know, I was going to say, see, not a lot. See, where you're at, it's like, I know hot heat and or wet heat and wet cold are always more intense. It's like we're kind of out here. I mean, yeah, we do have some because we're in a farming area, and it's like we do have a river that's like, you know, about 8 blocks from us. So there is some humidity, you know, but it's not like what you experience at where you're at. It's like, yeah.
Oh, God, no. Because I'm near the ocean.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some of those breezes blowing across the water is kind of nice, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so we get some nice breezes. Thank God for that. Amazing.
Definitely. All righty. Well, we got several more here to go, Pamela. Let's keep trucking on.
Okay.
Goodness. Got a lot of folks that had questions. I think they're just laying in wait for you today. I don't know. Oh, area code 805. Let's see if Mercury will help here. Okay, 805. There we go. Finally. Okay, gotcha. 805, you're on live with us.
Oh, hello, ladies. How are you?
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
My name's Angie.
Hi, Angie. And how can I help you today?
Well, of course, I have a question about love. I just feel like it's all around me, even all the animals, the critters, couples. And I was just wondering if you can tell when it's going to happen for me.
You mean romantic love, okay?
Romantic soulmate love.
Right. Okay. I'm not necessarily saying that this is soulmate, but I'm getting, as far as romantic, they're saying within a year, okay? And I'm not sure if they mean you're going to meet him in a year or you're going to be an item in a year, okay? They are saying, okay, I am getting this. You will have someone to celebrate with Valentine's Day, okay?
Okay.
And that's less than a year away, you know. I'm getting that you're very attractive, okay? That's what I'm getting. You're very attractive to men, okay?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea what you look like, but that's how
I don't want to say yes, I am, but yeah, I'm okay.
No, that's what I'm getting. You're very cute, you know. Is what I'm getting. So that's a good thing. And so I do see you being approached a lot, okay?
And that's my problem. I get people with wrong intentions.
Right. And I was just about, and before you said that, and that just confirms what I was going to say, is that you need to kind of focus, get an affirmation, you know, and visualize that I am attracting my perfect mate to me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you want to be attracted to men, you're going to get all kinds of men. And even with that, you know, men still are going to find you attractive, okay? But this way, you're not going to just be attracting everybody. Do you understand what I mean? Have a little bit more focused intention on what you want. And I'm also hearing the list. So if you have a list, refine it. If you don't, okay, refine it is what I'm getting then. Okay, just refine it. And I'm also hearing to put, you know, a white candle by it, light it, and I'm seeing rose quartz, you know, which is for love, and also they're saying they're so cute, feng shui baby, okay? So make sure that you have, you know, your love corner, okay, and you can look that online. And also make sure that you have throughout your house, just not in, like, the love bog or whatever they call it. Make sure you have couples of things, okay? Couples of things. Like for instance, I have like a tiger and a lion, stuffed animals, because I'm still a kid. I have them side by side. Or you could actually have a couple. Downstairs in my love corner, somebody gave me bookends. One is of a man, the other one is of a woman. So, you know, I have that downstairs. I also actually took the lover's card, cut it out, and stuck it on my wall, okay? You know, yeah, or you can even put, like, two rose quartz, you know, that's what I mean by couples. If you have pictures of, like, just a woman or just a man, you know, get pictures of a couple. That helps, and throughout the house, that is, you know, kind of signaling, you know, that, hey, you know, you want love, you know. I've also heard said, you know, stay on one side of the bed, too.
Okay, I do that.
Yeah, yes. Put the pillow there for the mate, okay? I am feeling a lot of animals around you, and I feel that your soulmate, you know, will like animals too, because that's
okay.
Really important, okay? I do feel
okay.
Someone who's approaching you who, you know, I'm getting a choose, so might be allergic to animals, but that doesn't feel like the right one, okay? You know. You need somebody, obviously, who's going to like animals, too. That's really important. And they're so cute. They're saying put that on the list if it's not on the list.
I will. I'll put it on there.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's one of the things that I put, you know, loves my animals. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So, Alrighty, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and I know what your heart's desire is, you know, a soulmate. So.
It is.
Is that...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And as usual, call back in and let us know how this works. We always like to hear the follow-up stories with us.
Yeah, and, you know, and my guides are saying, and it feels like for her, but it feels like for everybody, and probably even me too, patience, you know. I call it the horrible P word because people don't always like patience, but, you know, it's really important, you know. In fact, I think that was my Monday affirmation thing that I wrote this week was patience because it was like one of the things I wrote. In fact, it was because one of the things I wrote, it's coming back to me, is, you know, imagine trying to, you know, crush grapes, put them in a bottle and drink it in a month or two. You know, it's not going to taste like good wine. Yeah, it's going to taste pretty nasty. You know, well, that's what impatience is. Or allowing, you know, like a two-year-old to drive. No, the two-year-old, you got to have some patience before you allow the child behind the driver's seat, you know. I mean, look at what happened with that 14-year-old. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, have patience with things, people. And I realize it's easier said than done, because, damn it, I want it now. So,
you know, it's really interesting. I mean, we're in an agricultural area. It's like you realize the patience comes, you know, because, you know, you'll see the farmers out there, you know, they're, you know, dry, of course, they don't have horses and, you know, horse-drawn things anymore. They've got the big, you know, mechanized stuff, but... Still, it takes them days, you know, to plow, there's so many steps involved. It's like, you know, it's like they have to go through, they have to disc, they have to harrow, and then they finally plant seeds, you know, it's called drilling, you know, it's like they go through and they drill the seeds, then they have to set up their irrigation stuff. I mean, it is such a process to get food on our table, and you don't realize it until you watch it happening. And then once they get the water to it and stuff, and it's like, and then how long it takes it to grow. I mean, I think one of the quickest growing foods that I know is once radishes sprout, it takes them 28 days. So just to get a radish on your table, it takes 28 days for a radish to grow to maturity. So, and a lot of the other crops take a lot longer. You know?
Right. Well, that's, you know, that is a great, you know, example of, you know, having patience, because we don't realize that. We go to the store and we get it in the package, okay? Or, you know, at a vegetable and fruit stand, and then, or in some things, we just going like beep, 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 and, you know, there it is, you know. But relationships and life just does not happen that way, you know. I mean, sometimes, you know, somebody will say, you know, oh, my husband or whatever is, you know, working away, and, you know, how long is it going to be, da, 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 da. And I've gotten visions, you know, of like Vikings, you know, in the old days when they would have to go off to war. And the poor wife, you know, I mean, there's no cell phone. Do you know?
There's no Skype.
See
him again.
Yeah,
right.
there's not even postal service, okay? Yeah, they have no idea what's going on, you know? So, I mean, there's a lot for us to be grateful for. It really
is. No kidding. Electronics has made our planet a lot smaller, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
All righty. We got another one here hanging on. It's like these folks are hanging on here. It's like 35 minutes on this one. It's like, say, 6:09. Your patience has paid off today. You're on.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. I'm just calling, please.
Hi, my name's Anne.
Hi, Anne. And you're in Jersey. I know that area code. So.
You do?
Yes. Well, I'm a Jersey girl myself, so that's South Jersey.
Yes, so. It is South Jersey.
And how can I help you today?
Well, I get a lot of synchronicities about someone, and I'd like to know what you might think about that.
Okay, and it's really funny because when you said that, I heard Peter Frampton's song, I Want You to Show Me the Way, okay? And honestly, it feels good, okay? And with that, I'm hearing Natalie Cole's song, This Could Be an Everlasting Love, okay?
Oh.
It feels like it will grow. I have no idea what they mean by this, but I'm getting winter months will tell all, okay?
Okay.
All right? Yeah, that uh-huh. Winter months will tell all, and they're so cute. I'm hearing follow the yellow brick road, but I'm also seeing breadcrumbs that are being put down, okay?
Hansel
so
and Gretel.
Trust. Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah, Hansel and Gretel, yes. Yeah, but, you know, but it's not going to leave you to an evil witch, okay? It's more like your synchronicities is really the angel saying, hey, look this way, you know? Because obviously if they didn't want you around, it's a fella? Because I'm hearing
yes,
fella?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, because, well, we have all kinds of people call, so I just wanted to make sure I had the right sex.
Yeah.
If they wanted you away from this fella, they would give you signs to move away. Do you understand? I'm hearing the song Just to Be Close to You, Girl, you know, so I do feel it's going to get closer, so just trust it. And they're also saying enjoy it, okay, enjoy it. I'm hearing the song Dancing in the Streets, okay, and when I used to love that song when I was a child, and that song to me just represents, you know, total freedom, total enjoyment, total living in now, okay? And that's
mm-hmm.
what they want you to do, all right?
Okay. The only thing is that we have really no communication, so I'm wondering if the breadcrumbs are showing, like...
There will be more communication, okay?
Okay.
And the image I got, okay, and this just kind of confirms it, the image I got was like someone sleeping but seeing their mate and feeling their energy around them, because that's
right.
What happens. That's what happens, you know. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of people who've dreamed about what their mate would look like, and then their mate comes in.
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, and that's what it feels like. You know,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Don't worry. You know, I'm hearing don't worry, be happy. Again, just have that fun, enjoying life feeling.
Okay. I will.
I will.
Thank you so much. It makes me
All
feel
right.
better. Thank you.
Good. Good. Thank you for calling.
Oh, wait a minute. Pamela's going to ask you. So, what's your heart's desire today?
Yes. Thank you. What is your heart's desire? Like, what does your heart desire?
Well, it's to reunite with this person.
Okay. Cool. Great. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Awesome.
Thank you, Kelly. I forgot. I forget sometimes.
I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. We've been letting some of these callers get away. It's like, what? You know, it's like, yeah. Pamela announced earlier, it's like, she's going to ask our callers a question once she does, you know, does a quick reading for you. She's going to ask you, what is your heart's desire today? Because that was kind of our topic for conversation.
Yes. You know, and like we said before, with patience, sometimes you need to have patience to have your heart's desire. I mean, I can definitely tell you that being a self-employed person, you know,
right.
going
yep.
from, you know, from doing more healing work, you know, to more psychic work, to working on lines that, you know, I have a blog, Minimum Wage for Psychics, that did not pay much, you know, to lines that do, and, you know, and having more of my
yep.
own practice and going into teaching and writing. And, you know, it all takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. That's just life.
That's the yellow brick road. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you just keep getting there.
There you go, Kelly.
Oh, golly. All righty. Area code 702.
It's on for you. See, I think it's on. There we go. Now it's on for you. 720. Sorry about that. I inverted Latin numbers.
Hi.
Something from Denver, and I just want to see.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch your first name.
Francine.
Okay. And how can...
From Denver, just what you see career-wise or a possible inheritance coming through?
Well, it's funny because when you asked about career-wise, I just got more money. It feels like, you know, it feels like by September, October, okay?
Because I'm selling a house, so I don't know if that might be it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not getting I'm just getting more money. Okay, that's what I'm getting. I am getting, you know, that with job, okay, feels like that's confirming, and I'm hearing the stone saying, I can't get no satisfaction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess you're looking for something new?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. all right, and the way they answered that, this is so funny. I heard the song, it'll be coming around the mountain when she comes, okay? So I do feel like it's going to kind of fall in your lap. But don't, you know, obviously look and see what's out there. But, you know, sometimes taking the action steps brings it to you. But it is coming around the mountain. Okay? I know that's a weird way of answering it, but that's what I'm getting. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you see inheritance coming winning an inheritance?
Before you even asked that question, I heard the OJ's song, Money, 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 Money. So money's coming in. Okay, I'm not really sure how, you know, and sometimes it doesn't matter how, you know, because my guides will say to me, okay, you know, money's coming, or I'll get a message, money's coming. And a lot of times it comes in a way that I never expected, but that's okay. Money's coming to you, and that's a good thing. You know, a lot of people would want to be in your position, quite honestly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So. Anyone else have anything else?
Kelly, you have anything to add to that?
Not at the moment. My stuff works on the birthdays, and it's like, if you want to give me your birthday, I could add something to that real quick and just see what I'm
8/24/70, August 24th, 1970.
Okay. Let's see. That's coming up, golly, next month. Okay. Wow. So you're in here. 24. Two of clubs, king of clubs. Okay, your birth card, you're a two of clubs, and you got a king of clubs as your planetary ruler. Let's see, and what's your current age?
I think it's 43. Don't really keep up with the exact number.
Let's see, I can't remember how old I am. I can't.
Well, I lost a year once, too. I used to meditate a lot, and it just had no meaning, you know? I always tell my girls I'm infinite, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Wow, I can see why Pamela got what she's getting, because where you're at right now with your year, you've had this nine of hearts as your overall, which means that you're complete. Yes, I love you. Which means you know, you're completing a chapter of some sort emotionally wise. But where you're at right now, you're in you're just finishing up with the Uranus part of your year, where there was an eight of spades, which is, you know, one of the power cards with getting stuff done, and also that eight of diamonds, which is a power card with money. And it's like, and it goes into the Neptune, which is also a power card with money. So I understand totally why. I'll agree with Pamela. It's like, you got money and more money coming. It's like, that's awesome. It's like, and she's right. Yeah, a lot of people would be going, I would like to be in your shoes right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to confirm what she said there. That's awesome.
Oh, good.
So call us back and let us know when you're taking us all to, you know, Jamaica.
Yeah, really. Or you know what? Or at least out to lunch, you know, that would be good.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll have to see what happens. You said around September, is that what you said you saw?
Yes, that's what I saw. But you also have to remember that spirit timing isn't always, you know, on, you know,
our timing.
Yeah.
I'm a nurse,
oh, wow.
And I want to go into, I'm just so burnt out on it, I want to open my cosmetic you know, business. I want to go forward with that, but I'm selling my house, and it's the profits from, you know, that or the inheritance that's going to move me, you know, be able to take me forward and go full force.
Right.
And it just kind of seems a little stagnant on, you know.
And that's why I probably got earlier about patience. You know,
patience, yeah.
Sometimes it's we have to wait for it. Yeah, we have to wait for everything to go into their proper place.
Proper time,
okay.
Yeah. Sometimes that proper place, proper time really gets to be a pain.
I feel like I've been waiting
and I'm like, how can you know, when you wait so long, it's kind of like you forget you're waiting, and it's no longer patience. You're just kind of going with
right.
the flow,
yeah.
you know, and then you feel like, haven't I been patient enough? I even forgot that I was waiting for it.
Yeah, but...
the waiting is the hardest part.
Yeah, exactly. It is. But, you know, that's when you have to let go and let God, because, you know, our angels, our guides, and God knows the timing better than we do.
Now, since you took my birth date, am I ever going to get married? I've never married.
You know, it's like, because I was sitting there looking at that and going, did you say 1970 was your birth year?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see. So this is 13. So you're going to be... Okay, you cheated on me. You're 42. You're going to be 43, okay? So.
Oh, am I? Oh, okay. Thank you for clearing that
Okay. All right. Well, you still have, for your long range, you still had a five of hearts, and you still got an ace. Well, you got an ace of diamonds there in your Neptune, so it's like, yeah, that's for money. So I'm like, actually... What I read for you there was actually what's coming into you for your 43rd year, you know, after your birthday in August.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have all those money cards and all that stuff happening for you. So it's like, yeah. So that's why Pamela probably saw that in the fall, because after your birthday, this is going to kick in for you.
So you see me getting, like, actually getting married after my birthday?
You know, you've got, what's really funny is you've got the Queen of Hearts in your reading for the 43rd year. What really is interesting, though, is, like, you know, a lot of times, you know, patience, you know, relationships take time. Where it kicks
right.
in, where I really see this, is in your 44th year, you know, after your 44th birthday, you've got the Queen of Hearts, which is the marriage card for that whole year. So, you know, it's like you've got a little bit of the Queen there. It's in the result card for your 43rd year. So I would say, you know, that, yes, you know, the question there is, like, you've got the Eight of Clubs, which is, you know, kind of like learning and scholarly. So it's like, it may very well be that you, you know, if you're going into this new line of stuff, whatever, if it involves taking any classes or any further education, there may very well be somebody there who you meet or, you know, vicariously, you know, satelliting around that. So, yeah, I would say definitely that you've got, you know, the next couple of years coming up, it's like you've got, you know, relationship coming, but it's like, yeah, you know. Work on stuff, you know, be patient till after your birthday, you know.
I was just wondering how this year goes.
Work on going, God, give me patience right now, you know.
I know. Well, I've just never been married. I was just curious because I do a lot of meditating, and it's not like it's kind of, you know, something I'm really looking for, but I just was curious if it was something that would happen anyway for me, you know.
Yeah. It's
so,
there, you know, it's a free will thing, so it's like it's there if you want it, you know, because what I will say about, you know, about what I have with the cards is I've seen people have fantastic cards and shoot themselves in the foot, okay,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen people have really lousy cards and go, oh my God, this is going to be a challenging year for them, and they come out smelling like a rose because they take it as a warning sign. It's like, hey, there's a bridge out sign, and I'm not going to go, you know, down and go through the bridge out. I'm going to take that new stretch of highway over there. I'm going to turn at the crossroads and take a different path. So a lot of it is really free will. It's like, you know, what do you want? And here's a good one for your heart's desire. It's like, do you really, you know, your heart's desire, do you want a relationship?
Well, I just kind of started one, and that's why I don't know, because it's new for me. I was just meditating, and I was celibate and everything for like 6 or 7 years. So it's different.
Wow.
It's almost like starting over. Yeah, because I just went into straight meditation. So it's new for me.
Wow.
So it's, I don't know how to, you know, I don't look at things the same anymore, you know. But I don't want to be just, I guess, in a sense, dating, but I don't know if I even
spiritually if it's right to be with someone. So I'm kind of in a conflict spiritually, whether it'll be a distraction right. or whether it would be a spiritual person, you know, a good union with the person that I'm with.
Right. I'm getting this song lyric, Slow Ride, Take It Easy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes, that's when it's good to have patience with a love relationship because you don't know yet. So don't throw it away, okay? But don't jump forward. Just, you know, kind of take it as it comes and say, hey, is this right for me?
Take a walk in the park. Yeah, take a walk in the park, you know, take it slow.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the other thing you can do, the other thing you can do is, like, you know, take that piece of paper and write out. It's like, you know, it's like, well, I don't want a love relationship to be distracting. So you write, you don't write that in there. You say, what I'm praying, you know, the universe brings me is that relationship that's going to, you know, two are better than one. And it's like, it's going to be an addition. He's going to be a spiritual person. It's like, you know, together we're going to be better than we would be alone. So it's like, it's what you manifest. It's like, think about, you know, think about what you want, not what you don't want.
Well, do you feel, I've been told this is a soulmate. Do you guys agree?
I'm getting the same answer. Slow ride, take it easy, you know, and enjoy the scenery and, you know, see if this is where you want to be. Because it does feel like a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not getting that he's bad. I'm not getting that he's the one. I'm just kind of getting, you know, just to check it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you guys so much for your insight. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Back and let us know. Love those. Oh, and that is so true. It's like, you know, it's that wait and see. It's like, you know, what do you want? I love that. I love your topic there, Pamela.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean. You know, just like your cards and what my guides give, it gives us insights and it shines a light on your path and, you know, it gives warning, you know, but it really is up to you. Like I might have said this before on the show, but this is a great example. Many years ago, before it came out of the psychic closet, there's that wonderful psychic I went to said to me, and a lot of stuff she said was very true. She said, oh, my God, you're going to go into a deep, dark depression. I see some depression coming up for you, right? And quite honestly, at the time, there was so much crap going on in my life. I said, you know what? I don't need that. There's just no way. And I just decided I am not going through a depression, okay?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
so
I don't
you changed
need to learn
it.
That lesson.
Ran with it.
Yeah, I had enough with the lessons, and one of the things that I think helped is that at the time I was doing a lot of work at myself, was going through my feelings, okay, the feelings that I was having, journaling and everything else, and that, even the anger, because I was going through a lot of anger, and there is a saying that, you know, depression is anger turned inward, okay?
Yep.
So by
exactly.
releasing those, making decisions, no, I'm not going to have that, but also by doing the work, by releasing those feelings and looking at myself, I avoided, you know, what a lot of people have gone through, you know, bad bout of depression.
Yeah, precisely. Yep, you always have a choice. There's lots of choices out there, and it's like, you know, just because, that's kind of our disclaimer. It's like, you know, just because we see what we see for the snapshot of you does not mean it's written in stone, because the future never is. So it's like, you know, if you don't like something that you hear, you go, I want to change that. So, you know, go forth and do it. It's like, you know, change it if you don't like, you know, what you think is coming up or, you know, what we've seen for you.
Right.
All righty. Another one here, 631. We've got a couple more. We're going to be through the queue. Yahoo. 631, you're on with us. 631? Maybe 631 put themselves on mute. Sometimes that happens. So 631, we're going to put you back in the queue there and go on to area code 215. 215, you are live. Oh my,
hi,
there we go. No.
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
My name's Jen.
Jen?
Mm-hmm. How are you?
Good, good, good. And how can I help you today?
I have two questions. One.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry. We're only
very
doing one.
Short. It's
yeah,
just but, one.
But I,
well,
I don't.
Well, no, it's
I don't
it's
mean,
tangled into one is what I'm saying.
Okay, so can you make it so it's one question because it's not fair to everybody else, okay?
No, it's just that I'm saying my question is I'm in school and I have a test tomorrow, I'm done. Do you see me getting everything going okay and getting a job in what I want for once in my life?
Okay.
That's the question.
Okay, all right. Let me see. It's funny because I'm hearing Stevie Wonder sing, "For once in my life I have someone who needs me." Okay. Someone who really cares. So what that means to me, okay, with that is, yes, I feel that, you know, your goal is happening. You're going to go through it. You will pass the test. You know, you graduate. There will be a job waiting for you, okay? I just feel like it might take a little time for the job, okay? But, yes, graduating, doing the work, you know. Quite honestly, I'm not getting that this will be like what you're going to do for the rest of your life, okay?
I know that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What it feels like is, this is the image I'm getting, is you standing like on like this rock, kind of the flat rock kind of thing, and it lifts you up onto a cliff. Okay, so it feels like, you know, and instead of walking upstairs, it feels like, you know, you're being lifted up, so it'll get you faster to where you want to go, okay? It's not going to be exactly how you have planned out, okay? You know, they're saying A plus B doesn't necessarily equal C. You might have to go A, D, E, okay? But it is definitely going in the direction that you want, okay?
Thank God.
Yeah. So that's all good things. And I know this is going to, I don't know what your spirituality is, but I am hearing pray to the goddess, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's the feminine, you know, part of God or whatever, you know, but that is what I'm getting, pray to the goddess.
Okay, cool. Okay. Thank you.
All right? Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
And remember to write down your heart's desire. So whatever your heart's desire is, it's like go home and write yourself a letter.
Yeah, and it sounds like your heart desire is to go onto this career path.
It's something a little bit more, it's a lot of thinking, it's not going to be dull, and I have a strong feeling I'm going to meet my future partner, husband, through this.
Okay.
You know, okay. Like I have very strong attraction. That's why I know I'm not going to end up doing this forever. It's going to get me to where I need to go.
Right. And that, okay, great. And then I just gave you confirmation for all that.
Thank you so much. You made my day.
Good.
Awesome.
Good.
Well, call us back and let us know.
I will. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Oh. Okay, we're gonna give 631 another spin here and see if they are on with us or off mute yet. 631, are you
hello,
on?
Hello.
There we go.
Hello.
Yes, we can.
Hi, yeah. I just wanted to see when you see my son coming back to move in with me. Hello?
Okay, and what is your first name, please?
Sue.
Okay. I'm feeling a tug of war over your son, okay? That's, you know, quite honestly, I'm not getting a time, okay? I almost want to say, you know, to give up the struggle, and then I'm seeing peace pipes being smoked between Indians, so it feels like you need to make, you know, peace with, you know, the prime caretaker of your son. Is that an ex?
Yeah, there is peace. We don't even talk or anything because he won't talk to me, so I just go about my life and he goes about his life, and, you know, that's about it.
Yeah, but that doesn't feel like, that's not, to me, you know, peace is not giving each other the silent treatment, okay?
Well, I can't help that. He won't talk to me, so I can't, if he won't talk to me, it's not that I don't want to, he won't talk to me.
Right, got it, yeah. Honestly, I'm not really getting an answer for that. You know, I don't know if Kelly has anything she wants to add.
Hmm. That's one of those difficult things because there's so much involved with that, with, you know, with family relations. I don't know. I mean, I can really relate to this because I'm having a situation with my, you know, my own son, one of my older sons, and a daughter-in-law right now, and it is. Family is really, really a tough thing because it's, you know, basically what I've done with mine, just really kind of turned it over to God and said, okay, you know, I pray that they're enlightened. I pray that I'm enlightened. If I'm, you know, incorrect in this situation someplace, I, you know, pray for that insight. And if they're incorrect, it's like, you know, open their eyes. And that's about all you can really do is put, you know, put love toward the situation. It's like just, you know, kind of visualize it, you know.
Can I ask real quick then, is I just went on a date yesterday and the person seems very, very nice. Do you see a relationship? Seems like we're both on the same page since you didn't know about
that. Yeah, and I'm sorry. Again, I'm just getting peace with that. But as far as this relationship, I'm seeing growth. I'm seeing a flower growing, okay?
Okay, good.
Yeah, and I'm getting that it needs to be watered and stuff. And the other thing is just, you know, make sure that this is the flower you want to grow, okay? That's important, but I do see it growing.
All right, well, thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Kelly?
And we got one more person I'm going to surprise really quick, and it's somebody who hasn't got their hand up in the queue, but I want to talk to her for just a minute. Hello, Jan.
And how are you doing?
Oh, good. Thanks, Kelly. It is a surprise. Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Jan.
Oh, wow.
How are you?
Oh, well, could be better. My health thing is kind of, you can probably hear my computer in the background, too. It's not doing too good. But, my health is really, this health thing is just not too good lately.
Actually, what I saw, and I don't know if this makes any sense to you, is I saw like an ocean wave, okay? And that can mean so many things. It can mean like visualize yourself being in the ocean, being cleansed by the ocean. It might mean you need to go to the ocean. It can also mean that you need more like water, like, you know, soaking in the tub or something like that. And it could also mean that you need more salt. I mean, it can mean a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, but that's what I'm getting, like, you know, and the other thing, too, meditation feels very important, very important.
Right, yep, and I was dehydrated last week or the week before and had to go to the hospital because I collapsed because of high dehydration, so you hit that one, that's exactly it. And,
Jan, drink more water.
And meditation. I know, I'm trying to. I'm trying to avoid here. And then, meditating is the thing that I'm trying to focus on more and more. And it's what is helping me with, you know, anything, any part of the psychic intuitions that I can get, you know, and working with others, trying to give many readings. And I have to go in and really meditate. And it just doesn't come to me like you or Kelly or the rest of the psychics. I go in and meditate sometimes for a couple hours on and off trying to get answers for people, and oh my gosh, not sure if I'm going to be able to do it, but yeah, meditating is where that's what I need to do.
And I'd like to give you some feedback. This isn't for my guides.
Okay.
This is more from me. First of all, don't meditate for hours trying to get answers for people. Allow the answers to come. For example, like that last lady. Now, granted, I've been going, you know, reading for one person can be less draining than reading for all these different energies on the air, to be honest. I'm a little hungry, okay? But I couldn't get anything for her.
Right.
All right? And I wasn't going to. I got what I got. It wasn't much. It wasn't what she wanted, but I got what I got. Don't force it. Whatever comes, comes, okay? The other thing is, I've been doing this a lot longer than you have, okay?
I know.
Yeah, I started with the tarot cards probably back in 1991, 92, okay? I didn't come out of the psychic closet until probably about 2005, 2006. I did it, you know, part-time here and there with certain people. I was very careful with who I would give it to. You know, I've worked a lot of different lines. It's not that I'm better than you. I've been doing it longer. You know, we all have these gifts. We all get these gifts differently. Okay, so, and I know how it is because I wanted it all. at once. You don't want it all at once, okay? Because it would
right,
be so
that's
overwhelming.
What I want too.
Really.
I just
you have
yeah.
to just let it come little bit by little, okay?
Yeah.
If it comes all
okay.
at once, that's what they call is a spiritual emergently. Emergency, like if your kundalini just opens all up and all of a sudden all this information comes and you start seeing ghosts and everything else, it would be too overwhelming. Trust that your guides, God,
right.
the angels are going at a pace that's perfect for you. Okay?
Okay.
That's
okay.
really important.
That
and if you can't
good.
Get something, you can't get something. You know, and one of the a four-letter word for psychics, honestly, is when. Everybody wants to know when.
Yeah.
Okay? The horrible W word for psychics. And you know what? It's not always on a timetable. You know, I can get months here and there or whatever, but somebody can have free will. And I know. I've been single. I know what it's like. When is somebody going to come into my life? When, you know? You know, and, you know, so, you know, just do the best that you can with the information that's given to you. You know?
Okay.
The other
and
thing
not
I'm
worry
getting,
so much about it because
that's so funny. I was about
uh-huh.
to say you worry too much, and it doesn't feel like about that. It feels like about a lot of things, okay? I was just about to say,
yeah.
you know, the other thing is don't worry, okay? Or, you know, when you worry,
yeah.
cancel it out and put something better in, you know? I mean, a great
yeah.
example is if you want to have financial difficulties, look at your bills and worry about how you're going to pay them. Oh, my God, you know, you're just going to create
yeah.
more
yeah.
more debt, so don't do that, you know. You don't
exactly.
try
right.
another
right.
example, you know. You'll get there when
yeah.
you get there, you know.
Yeah.
That is just
it's
awesome.
A journey.
Awesome. Thank you.
And,
it, yes,
and I'm
it really
get,
is.
And I'm also getting that you're very gifted, okay. You know, obviously, I know
really?
You're gifted as, yeah, well, I and the psychic abilities. I know you're gifted as a poet, okay? They're saying to channel
yeah.
through the messages like you channel through the poetry, okay? Because I'm
okay.
feeling that when it comes to the poetry, you don't always think. You just kind of allow.
Right.
So do the messages the same way. Wow, that
okay.
was a really
oh,
good
that's
example.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That is perfect.
Like,
oh, my God.
I was like, wow, that's really cool. You know, sometimes I get messages
that
and I'm just like, wow, well, that's good. You know, that
yes.
wasn't from me, you know. So, yeah. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, because, you know, I remember one time, they're taking me back to a time. It was the first time I ever tried to do a past life regression in a group, and I was excited because I just thought, like, past lives were so cool, the bomb, you know? It was just so interesting and fascinating.
Yeah.
So here I'm in this class, you know, and it was three different hypnotherapists, you know, who were taking us through. And do you know, the only time I got a little something was at the end. I was too excited. I was expecting too much.
Uh-huh.
You know, and honestly,
yep.
the one time I did get a flash of a past life is when I was at the singles thing and we were doing meditation for something else and all of a sudden this past life came in because I wasn't expecting
wow.
it. Yeah, so
right.
sometimes, you know, don't try so hard.
God.
Allow.
Okay. That
okay.
is that's just huge because I get so worried about some of these readings I've done for some of these people are like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm getting the right stuff and I want to go talk to somebody and see if I did the right, if I told them the right thing and then I get afraid to even write them back and then I think, forget this whole thing, I can't do it, you know.
Right.
But
right.
I love what you're saying here.
Right, and you know what, no psychic is 100% accurate. Anyone who says I am 100%
right.
accurate is a liar or has a big ego. Okay, we
okay.
might misinterpret something, and sometimes people have free will, and that changes it too. Okay, so you say this
okay.
is what I'm getting. You know, I've done readings for
okay.
people, and they've said no, you're way off, and I'll be like, well, take it with a grain of salt, put it in the back of your mind. This is what I'm getting. You know, you can't force
yeah.
anybody to do anything. Okay, they have the free
right.
will. You know, so by saying this is what I'm getting, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
And if
in this
you're
moment,
not getting,
this time.
That's great advice.
Yeah, and if you're not getting anything,
great.
You know, don't force something.
Don't force it. Okay.
Yeah, because one time I did give someone because she kept on nagging me, okay? This was like when I was new on the line. She kept nagging me. So I finally gave her something, right? And I was totally off. And I learned because she called me back, right? And she used her money to call me back to scream at me for 5 minutes, all right? And then I said, well, she didn't, you know, that's the nice thing about those, you know, some of those lines is you can't see what they look like. You don't have their name. You don't have their phone number. Okay, and after 5 minutes, I was like, anything else you want to blame me for in your life? Because, you know, I had to be polite to this woman. And after that, I said, you know what? It was a hard lesson to learn. I said, when I'm not getting anything, I'm going to say, sorry, I'm not getting anything. No matter how much you badger me. I had one guy asked me like 2 or 3 times. I said, you can ask me 5,000 times. This is what I'm getting. Okay?
Right.
He got pissed off and he hung up on
me. The other
thing my gosh.
Is that later, it's like, and this has happened sometimes when people call back, it's like you'll say something, and then they don't, because they're on air, you know, they don't get it right away, and they'll sit there and they'll think about it, and it's like in a day or two, they go, oh my gosh, I know what, you know, made that, you know, sense to this, and it's like, and they'll call the person back and go, yeah, you know what, I, you know, when you said this, and it's like, I hadn't thought about this person, like, in years, or, you know, or something like that, it's like their situation, so sometimes it's kind of what I call delayed reaction. It's like, you know, you'll tell them something or give them something, and it's like they'll think of it later. They won't think of it in the moment, but they'll think of it later.
Yeah, that's very true. That is very true, too. Yeah, so always be honest. You know, this is what I'm getting. You know, you're not God. You know, one of the questions that I really hate when people ask me is, like, how long their pet or, you know, some their loved one's going to live, you know? I can't stand that question because, you know, even if I'm right, I'm certainly not comfortable saying it, but I'm also not God, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, those are hard questions, gosh, to put on somebody.
Yeah.
Well, thank
and then
you very, very
you
much.
Get the answer to those questions. There's sometimes you get the answer to that question when you don't really want it, because I know when my husband's health was not so good, it's like there was one day, it's like I looked at him, it's like out of the blue, and I just went, you know, it's like if you keep going the way you're going, you're going to live about 2 years. I was a month off. I was so sad. I didn't really want the answer to that question, but, you know, I got it.
Yeah.
I didn't even really ask the question.
Yeah, honestly, I think there's some things that we're better off not knowing.
Not knowing.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Definitely. Well, thanks to both of you, and you're both just amazing, and thank you so much, and I just loved it. Love you both, and I'm going back into the chat room now, and thanks for all of that, Pamela. I appreciate it so much.
Not a problem, and you know what? We love you, too, and thank you for all your support, you know, because, you know,
absolutely.
Sometimes... Yeah, sometimes your feedback is like, oh, yes, like with the Monday affirmation. I'm like, oh, yes, okay, good. It's, you know, it's helping someone, you know?
Yes.
So, you know, so we appreciate
good.
You. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right.
You betcha. I just had that feeling. She needed that Jan needed some info today, so it's like, that's why I surprised her. Anyway.
That's neat. You notice
I'm going to say you've hung on here. It's like we literally have like about they're going to call us 90 seconds here. So it's like Pamela, I'm going to have you give all of your information again, including your show this evening, and it's like and that'll take us up to our time.
Okay. Well, let's see. My website is www.pamela and the last name is cummins.com. My book, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, is 50% off on the ebook at Smashwords only. You have to go and get the coupon. That is on my website, which I have to change because it was 75% off. It's now 50% off. My show tonight is the Love Channel show, and that is with Coriel Kramer on animal communication and totems. And the phone number is, I'm going to give the right number, 646-478-0020. Please call, listen. I do ask that if you have any questions, obviously it's going to be about animals, your pets, or your totem, or something like that. Did I make it, or did I go over?
Tell me that, because it beeped me in the middle of it. I was like, I got 646. Is it 478? I'm still trying to learn that one.
646-478-0020.
0020. Okay, there we go. Okay, that's
they
it.
They will and find me. If, yeah, they will find me.
All righty. Thank you so much. Thank you for hanging in there, Pamela. Oh, golly. Wasn't quite what I expected today, but it's like it works.
Yeah, but I am starving, so I am going to eat and, you know.
No. Go have some nice lemon water. No.
I'm thirsty, too, so, yeah, I need to go get some water and stay hydrated. I don't want to end up in the hospital, you know? So.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, people in hot places, drink. It's like, don't end up like Jan in the hospital. Yes, exactly. All righty, we will see you guys again. And yes,
okay.
That is our 10-minute or 10-second mark. And have an awesome one. Thank you guys for listening in.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.